Answer That, the show where these guys, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your guest host, Alicia, Chris's sister, and with me today, as always, are Chris, Joshua, and Danielle. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, they choose a topic you've submitted and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until they choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. So today's topic is be good at everything but have high self-doubt, or be mediocre at everything, but always feel very confident.
Oh, this seems
really easy.
Well,
one of these kind of sounds like my life.
Right. So, can I just put it out there that I'm kind of the best at everything, guys?
I can name a few things that you're not particularly good at, but those are for marriage-type conversations.
Wow.
Savage.
That got real. That got real.
I still love you. Uh-oh. Joshua's not talking.
I'm not. Ever again.
We've not gotten off on the best foot here.
Yeah, right. Commish, wrangle us in. Come on, reel it
in.
Commish,
yeah, come on, keep us on track.
Okay. God, it's like the first time you've ever done it.
Okay, so so good at everything, but you have high self-doubt, or bad at everything, but you're super confident.
Yeah, so be good. Okay. So I would say, you know, whatever you're trying, be it, you know, a sport or a school, you know, class at school or your job, you're better than average. You're probably not like the best in the world, but you're great, you know, better than average, but you have constantly in your mind this running litany of, oh my gosh, you know, I'm screwing this up. Everybody thinks that I'm an idiot. They're going to find out any minute that I really don't know what I'm doing.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. Wow, they're going to laugh at you.
They're all going to laugh at you. So here's a question, though. Like, okay, so you're skilled at a lot of things, but does this self-doubt affect your performance or you just kind of like, you're kicking so much ass all the time, but you still just feel shitty about it?
I'm going to say it doesn't affect your performance. You are just consistently good, but your being consistently good never affects your mood or your anxiety level.
So you can't enjoy it.
You're always doing great, and you have whatever life benefits come from doing a good job at everything. But you never find a sense of confidence. You never feel good about it. You just always feel shitty.
What? Okay, this sounds like normal self-doubt, not crippling self-doubt.
Yeah.
I think you're able to function in your life, obviously, quite well. But, I think it's a part of your, like, most waking moments. You kind of go through life pretty uncomfortable most of the time with this anxiety.
If I pick the other side, how bad at stuff am I?
You are bad enough so that, you know, people in your life, your coworkers, your classmates, your partner, whatever, like it's just known that you're like crappy at whatever it is you're doing. You're the crappy coworker. You're the one of the worst students. You're kind of a crappy partner. It's just known. It kind of shows up pervasively in whatever you're doing.
But you're kind of delusional about it, though. You're just like, I got this.
You walk around like feeling pretty good about life in general. Yeah. And about your, you know, abilities in general.
Are you at least just good enough that you're not like losing your job constantly?
Cause
I feel like that kind of tips it easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm constantly on the lookout for a new job or like a new partner, God, being constantly on the look for a new partner would just be...
Aren't you constantly on the lookout for a new partner anyway?
Yes. Yeah, that was the...
Okay, as the perennial like single guy on this podcast, yeah, I mean, Alicia's was... even married too.
So. I know. I know.
Ouch. Danielle, you are savage.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't nothing new. Yeah, we don't air the episodes where Danielle beats me into a bloody pulp.
Yeah, where Chris cries, we usually edit that part out, and he has to edit it himself, so he has to listen to himself cry over and
I'm like,
over
okay,
and over
when
again.
Does the sobbing start and when does it end? Okay, cut that part out.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw our internal numbering, this is episode like 497,
right? Because of all the crying,
we have thrown out sobbing. So many episodes.
I mean, sometimes it's quiet whimpering.
I'm crawled under my desk sob.
Right.
All right.
So yeah, this sounds a lot to me like some of the a previous episode we've done or sort of a previous theme that we've done where it's like, would you rather be stupid? What do we do? Be stupid or have a stupid partner? And
yeah.
We also did.
Yeah, it was like be dumb and super hot or have a partner who is dumb and super
hot. Right. So, I mean,
and didn't you do one? You did one where you, like, your level of intelligence stayed the same, but everybody else was either all smarter or all stupider. Yeah.
And we did worst player on best team and.
Yeah. I think I like those episodes, so I was drawn to this topic.
Which makes sense. But this one is a little different, but I mean, I find myself leaning towards being bad at things but not knowing it, because as long as I can hold a job and not, you know, as long as I'm like mediocre at stuff, then
you might actually have a chance to be happy.
Well, I'm gonna be happy because I think I'm awesome. Like I go through life, like I have all, like I go through life right now with you know, somewhere less than crippling self-doubt, and I'm not good at everything. So I'd rather just be kind of mediocre at stuff, but I think I'm awesome, because who the fuck cares what everybody else thinks? I think I'm awesome. Like,
oh, see, that's great. Funny. So I feel like I'm the same way. Like, right now, I've got the worst of both of them. And so the question is, which side do I want to upgrade? And I want to upgrade the skill side, not the happiness side.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm fine keeping this level of doubt that I currently have, which is a lot. But now I'm just better at most things.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you, Joshua, because we already don't know what it's like to be happy and to have all of this like reassurance that we're good at things. I mean,
oh my gosh, this episode is bringing me way down.
Well, the commish said that we would get the perks for being good at these things, so we'd be getting the promotions, we'd be getting the raises.
Yeah,
sure. See, I mean, I think, I do like money.
If you are really good at everything, your life is going to have that trajectory. You are going to get your promotions. You are going to have like a partner who adores you because you're a great partner back. You're going to, you know, have the high degree because you were great in school, like whatever it is. And if you are mediocre, then even though you feel good about it, your life is going to be on that trajectory of mediocrity, so you're not going to have all those things.
Yeah,
but who cares? Because obviously you don't value those things because,
well,
you're still happy.
But look at it. Think of this one,
Chris. It's not happy. No, it's not happy. It's confident.
Oh,
that's you're mediocre. Yeah. Your life is mediocre. You are confident in your abilities. But all of your other emotions or feelings about your life may or may not.
Oh, then I'm totally
going
the other way.
Say not follow.
Yeah, I want more skill, man. I mean, I'm already good at so many things, but I could be good at even more stuff.
I thought in this I was just going to be delusionally happy, like in denial happy, and like if I could pick that.
You're terrible at everything, but you think you're good.
Right. Okay.
To me,
like,
that
you're
would,
not like delusionally
that would,
happy.
That would set you up to be in a situation like some people that I know, where it's like it's always somebody else's fault, and then you.
Oh yeah, that's sure. That's what I was thinking. Like, Chris is on his, you know, fifth date with, or well, his first date with the fifth girl this month, and he takes her home, and they do whatever you do in Chris's bedroom. We're not going to go into that detail, but it, you know, when they finish it, Chris is just like, "Oh, you didn't like it? Well, I knew I did my job, so it's on you."
I'm super confident in my ability.
So.
Yeah, that if that didn't get you where you needed to go, then there's something wrong with your body.
Clearly.
Yeah, Chris is pretty...
This is a fucking savage episode.
Chris is just a terrible person, too.
Yeah, Danielle is just the worst tonight.
Criminally. Yeah, no, I think...
What is that word?
I think I'm...
Yeah, that's a word.
Criminally? Yeah, totally.
Criminally.
Criminally.
Yeah, I think I'm going... I think I'm switching over to the other side because, yeah, I mean, I already have... you know, like a little bit shy of, or some amount shy of crippling self-doubt. and if I'm not going to be happy with lack of skill, I'm just not going to be like, I'm just going to be confident that I can do it. And then when it fails, I'm just going to either blame somebody else or what, I guess, be disappointed that just luck didn't work out that way this time, but next time I'll get it. Like, that does not sound fun. That sounds like a really good way to just piss everyone around you off constantly.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Like, I'm one of those people, like, when I'm at work, like, I'm good at my job. Like, I am good at my job, but I always feel like I fucked up on something. Whenever my boss wants to talk to me, I always think I'm in trouble. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I could be going in there to have her tell me how great I am, and I'd be like, oh shit, am I in trouble? So, like, when she's like, come in my office, the first thing she says to me is, you're not in trouble. Because that's the way that I am, because I'm so hard on myself. So, I mean, I already have that. Like, I obviously have some confidence or I wouldn't be doing this podcast, but at the same time, like, I've got a lot of self-doubt, so it would just give me more, you know, tools in my belt, so to speak. I'd be a better at ice skating or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Joshua, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I get better at a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I just have that little bit of doubt because, yeah, I cannot see any upside on going the other way.
Well, okay, so there is a downside with going the way that we're all sort of thinking, or and we haven't checked in with Alicia, but the one downside I can think of, you know, that person who's good at stuff but they don't know it, and then it's almost like you're forced to convince them. Like, they're always like, "Oh God, I don't know if I did this good," and you're like, "No, it's great. Like, that looks really good." And they're like, "I don't know," and you're like, "Okay, fuck you, I hate you." Like, that's, I mean, that'd be you. Like, yeah, what you produce is good, but somebody, whoever has to deal with you is going to be super frustrated because they have to work really hard at being mediocre, just like the rest of us, and you're just killing it. But you always show up as the person who is sort of looking for compliments in order to make themselves feel better. I don't know. Does that sway it at all?
Versus the alternative, it doesn't.
Right. Alicia, what are you thinking?
I think both of these have their downside, which it would not be a good episode of This or That if that were not the case. I think that, you know, as I'm envisioning it, this degree of high self-doubt would be really pervasive. I mean, I think it would really affect... I think it could really affect your quality of life, but I think, as has been explored in our conversation, I think a lot of people deal with a pretty high level of anxiety at times, and yet here we all are trying to get through. And I kind of agree that, you know, having good skills and having your life like unfold in a way where you're skilled at everything and you do everything well and you reap the benefits of that, to me, sounds pretty good. And I think being terrible at everything, but having this like delusional sense of confidence about it. That sounds like my nightmare. So that sounds like the person I least want to be, you know, with my life in shambles around me, but I think that I'm, you know, the shit. So
A-okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go be good at everything, but have high self-doubt. I think I'm with you.
All right. Then we're all in agreement. This is pretty
unanimous.
Rare when we all agree.
Yeah.
You? No, you're unanimous.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed being good at everything but having high self-doubt, or being mediocre at everything but having very high confidence. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hello. Have a great idea for a topic? Send these guys an email. Don't forget to give us their name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode, and be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on this episode.